right. So up next, we have the character Freddie Martin, which Dylan created. He's about 64 years old. He's a chain-smoking lunatic, blind as a child on Christmas, and ever since then, he's been seeking vengeance. He breaks in people's houses while they're fast asleep and slits their throats. So, up first with Freddy is Sonic Mega.
You want to talk about problems? Let's talk about problems. I have what may as well be a freaking marble for an eye. I am freezing my balls off, and I am almost out of smokes. So don't give me this bullshit about not being able to see that little whore of a girlfriend that you have. She'll be back in a week. In the meantime, I suggest that you sit there, shut up, and don't give me any more reason to put an extra hole in your head. Hello, little boy. Those cookies you had were great. Top notch. Best of the night. And since you've been such a good little boy, let's say I spare you the usual slice and dice and just snap your neck instead. Here, girly girly, come to Santa. Santa has a nice surprise waiting for you. Just come out wherever you are. Where are you? Santa is getting a little bit short on time. He has a lot of other girls' and boys' houses to visit tonight. Mommy and Daddy have gone away and are not coming back. They've lost their heads. So get the hell over here right now, you little bitch!
No, Mega, I don't think so. Up next, after Mega, is Actor Man.
You want to talk about problems? Let's talk about problems. I have what may as well be a friggin' marble for an eye. I am freezing my balls off, and I am almost out of smokes. So don't give me this bullshit about not being able to see that little whore of a girlfriend you have. She'll be back in a week. In the meantime, I suggest you sit there, shut up, and don't give me any more reason to put an extra hole in your head. Ho, 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 little boy. Those cookies you had were great, top-notch, best of the night. And since you've been such a good little boy, let's say I spare you the usual slice and dice and just snap your neck instead. Here, girly girly, come to Santa. Santa has a nice surprise waiting for you. Just come out wherever you are. Where are you? Santa is getting a little bit short on time. He has a lot of other girls' and boys' houses to visit tonight. Mommy and Daddy have gone away and are not coming back. They've lost their heads. So get the hell over here right now, you little bitch!
This one's creepy. Up next is Russ.
You want to talk about problems? Let's talk about problems. I have what may as well be a freaking marble for an eye. I am freezing my balls off, and I'm almost out of smokes. So don't give me this bullshit about not being able to see that little whore of a girlfriend that you have. She'll be back in a week. In the meantime, I suggest you sit there, shut up, and don't give me any more reason to put an extra hole in your head. Ho, ho, ho. Hello, little boy. Those cookies you had were great. Top notch. Best of the night. And since you've been such a good little boy, let's say I spare you the usual slice and dice and just snap your neck instead. Here, curly girly, come to Santa. Santa has a nice surprise waiting for you. Just come out wherever you are. Where are you? Santa is getting a little bit short on time. He has a lot of other girls' and boys' houses to visit tonight. Mommy and Daddy have gone away and are not coming back. They've lost their heads. So get the hell over here right now, you little bitch!
Okay, up next is Dark Wolf.
You want to talk about problems? Let's talk about problems. I have what may as well be a freaking marble for an eye. I am freezing my balls off, and I am almost out of smokes. So don't give me this bullshit about not being able to see that little whore of a girlfriend that you have. She'll be back in a week. In the meantime, I suggest that you sit there, shut up, and don't give me any more reason to put an extra hole in your head. Ho ho ho! Hello, little boy. Those cookies you had were great. Top notch. Best of the night. And since you've been such a good little boy, let's say I spare you the usual slice and dice and just snap your neck instead. Here, girly girly, come to Santa. Santa has a nice surprise waiting for you. Just come out. Come out wherever you are. Where are you? Santa is getting a little bit short on time. He has a lot of other girls and boys' houses to visit tonight. Mommy and Daddy have gone away and are not coming back. They've lost their heads. So get the hell out here right now, you little bitch!
And following that up is Ryguy.
You want to talk about problems? Let's talk about problems. I have what may as well be a freaking marble for an eye. I am freezing my balls off, and I am almost out of smoke. So don't give me this bullshit about not being able to see that little whore of a girlfriend that you have. She'll be back in a week. In the meantime, I suggest that you sit there, shut up, and don't give me any more reason to put an extra hole in your head. Hoo hoo hoo! Hello, little boy! Those cookies you had were great, top-notch, best of the night. And since you've been such a good little boy, let's say I just spare you the usual slice and dice and just snap your neck instead. Here, girly girly, come to Santa. Santa has a nice surprise waiting for you. Just come out wherever you are. Where are you? Santa's getting a little bit short on time. He has a lot of other girls and boys' houses to visit tonight. Mommy and Daddy have gone away and are not coming back. They've lost their heads. So get your head over here right now, you little bitch!
And to follow that up, we have Sam Heft.
You want to talk about problems? Let's talk about problems. I have what may as well be a freaking marble for an eye. I am freezing my balls off and I am almost out of smokes. So don't give me this bullshit about not being able to see that little whore of a girlfriend you have. She'll be back in a week. In the meantime, I suggest that you sit there, shut up, and don't give me any more reason to put an extra hole in your head. Oh, hello, little boy. Those cookies you had were great, top-notch, best of the night. And since you've been such a good little boy, let's say I spare you the usual slice and dice and just snap your neck instead. Yeah, girly girly, come to Santa. Santa's a nice surprise waiting for you. Just come out, and wherever you are. Where are you? Santa is getting a little bit short on time. He has a lot of other girls and boys' houses to visit tonight. Mommy and Daddy have gone away and are not coming back. They've lost their heads, so get the hell over here right now, you little bitch!
The next contestant will hopefully not be blowing out the mic. Melody, you are up next.
You want to talk about problems? Let's talk about problems. I have what may as well be a frickin' marble for an eye. I am freezing my balls off, and I'm almost out of smokes. Just don't give me this bullshit about not being able to see that little whore of a girlfriend you have. She'll be back in a week. In the meantime, I suggest that you sit there, shut up, and don't give me any more reason to put an extra hole in your head. Hello, little boy. Those cookies you had were great. Top notch. Best of the night. And since you've been such a good little boy, let's say I spare you the usual slice and dice and just snap your neck instead. dear girly girly, come to Santa. Santa has a nice surprise waiting for you. Just come out. Come out wherever you are. Well, are you? Santa's getting a little bit short on time. He has a lot of other girls and boys' houses to visit tonight. Mommy and Daddy have gone away and not coming back. They've lost their heads. So get the hell over here right now, you little bitch!
All right. Mega, I like your characterization, I think. The voice, I was worried about your old man's voice, but I liked it.
Yeah.
The acting was a little bit too big in theater for me, though. A little too big, and it stayed the same level.
Therefore, it wasn't big enough.
No, it was...
Your voice sounded like an aged version of the asshole voice, which I really worked for this character for me. But again, your acting wasn't
A plus on the voice, F for the acting.
Yeah, Actorman.
I liked your accent, and I can never picture you as sort of like strong, menacing male characters, but you do them well. I like the ho 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 a lot. It sounded like he was definitely like on some sort of drug or something.
Yeah, and I like that you like. Your pacing, like, sped up in the cookies bit and then slowed down again. And I liked the anger in the beginning of the last line and how, like, your emotion was never really the same. And then Russ.
I didn't feel yours so much, Russ. I didn't get the sort of malice in the voice and the emotions I wanted.
I liked the gravelly nature on your voice, but... And then, like, I really liked your ho-ho-ho. The rest of it, though... I wasn't as fond of.
Dark Wolf, you're... Oh, go ahead. Were you done with the rest?
I'm sorry. I was just going to go more on Dark Wolf.
Your here girly girly sounded really creepy. And I liked you as this character. I liked the laugh you did on Lost Their Heads and the yelling at the end I really liked.
I thought that your voice was sort of like the announcer voice that you used for the intro to the fanfics last season. Which probably no one else remembers but me because I listened to them last night. Anyway, I loved your last line, but the first two was not all there for me.
Ragai, I liked that it sounded like you had dentures, but I almost felt like you went too old and like frail sounding with him.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was otherwise like pretty well acted, though.
You aged him like 30 years more than I... Yeah, it was well acted. Sam, I liked your voice... In characterization, but I felt like you spoke way too fast in this.
I did like that you had that, like, nice, evil, joyful thing to it, though.
And Motley, then, your file didn't work, so that's a zero for you.
Yeah. Melody. Holy
you know
shit.
What? Yeah.
That's all
I... You know what? I actually liked your acting better than anybody else's, I think. And I would buy the voice. The voice is a little sketchy for me. But I would buy it. I would buy that voice.
Nice.
From a pure acting standpoint, I felt like you did better than anybody else acting-wise. So, Actor Man, though, is cast as his character.
Mm-hmm.
3 points to Actor Man. If Actor Man was unable to fulfill his duties. Do you remember Trick or Treat?
I remember the last one.
Dark Wolf, you would be the cast if Actor Man did not do it correctly.
Huzzah.
So, 2 points to Dark Wolf, you're on the board.
And then... And Medity, if they did not make it, you would be cast.
Medity, you're on the board. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, moving on.
Yeah.